Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Campaigning for remaining two phases of Lok Sabha elections is in full throttle as top leaders hold marathon rallies in the poll-bound states. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi yesterday said that INDI Alliance is anti-women and they oppose reservation for women. Addressing a women-only gathering in his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, the PM said that women were not safe during the regime of Samajwadi Party and Congress, but now under Yogi Adityanath's leadership in UP, women are more safe and secure. He will address two more rallies in Uttar Pradesh today. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a press conference in Chandigarh yesterday. He said, Haryana and Punjab are considered quite prosperous, but still unemployment and inflation is at its peak in these states. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav also addressed a political rally in Bhadohi in support of TMC candidate Lalitesh Tripathi yesterday. He said that BJP is not going to win even 140 seats in the country. Meanwhile, in the national capital, high-voltage campaigning is in full swing. With only 3 days left for the Delhi voters to decide the fate of candidates, prominent leaders from all parties are holding election rallies today to garner support from the voters. Adding to the momentum, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will address election rallies in Delhi. Mr. Modi will address a public meeting in Dwarka in favour of BJP candidate Kamaljeet Sehrawat, while Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will attend a public meeting at Bhalswa Dairy. Mr. Kharge will woo the voters in favour of party candidate Udit Raj. On the other hand, the Aam Aadmi Party has come down on BJP for allegedly using prevention of money laundering, PMLA law, as a weapon against the opposition. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, senior AAP leader Atishi said that the alleged liquor scam in Delhi is a conspiracy of the BJP to break the Aam Aadmi Party. Expressing displeasure at the Delhi High Court's rejection of the bail plea of senior AAP leader Manish Sisodia, she alleged that the BJP government is using the central investigating agencies to hatch a political conspiracy. She alleged that the entire case is based on statements taken under pressure. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit the Islamic Republic of Iran today. During his visit, he will attend the official ceremony to pay condolences on the tragic demise of Iranian President Dr. Sayed Ibrahim Raisi. Foreign Minister Dr. Hussein Amir Abdullahian and other Iranian officials in a helicopter crash on the 19th of May. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar visited Embassy of the Islamic Republic of Iran in New Delhi today to convey India's condolences on the tragic loss. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they will always be remembered as friends of India who contributed immensely to the growth of the India-Iran relationship. Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan has said that integrated theatre commands will lay the foundation for catapulting the armed forces into the next orbit of military preparedness and war fighting. Addressing a function on jointmanship, the way ahead, in New Delhi yesterday, General Chauhan termed jointness and integration as prerequisites to the creation of functional integrated theatre commands. He said the creation of such commands will allow greater focus of the operational commander to matters of security. The CDS said the theatre commands will not be an end state but the beginning of the next set of reforms. In the FIH Pro Hockey League, the Indian men's and women's hockey team will begin the first half of the European leg in Antwerp, Belgium today. Both the men's and women's teams will play against Argentina this evening. The women in blue led by Salima Tete will face the Argentine women's team at 3:45 p.m. while the men's team led by Harmanpreet Singh will start their campaign at 6 p.m. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders KKR defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad SRH to book a place in the final with a convincing 8-wicket win at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Today, Rajasthan Royals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the eliminator at the same venue. The winner of the eliminator will face SRH in the second qualifier on Friday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.